Niall O'Flaherty from your local music store in Dingle, County Kerry, Ireland. And once again, I welcome you all to our podcast sessions from the shop. And today I have great pleasure in welcoming a group that are not actually from here, but all of them came at different times and they got Dingleitis or West Kerryitis, and they never actually went back, and they're all living here. And they're called Back West. And there's a guitar, there's a mandolin, a fiddle, and a piano accordion. So, what kind of music do you play, guys?
We would describe it as country Cajun blues.
Right.
Because that's what it is.
Right. And like in the group, we have Mike Smurfit, who just spoke, who was a singer songwriter and.
And a blues musician. And found a member of Back West and found a member of another band called Blasket Case. I've been living here 18 years and I'm getting married in September.
Yee-haw! Woo! And that's today's newsflash from Dingle. And then we have congratulations. He forgot to tell us who he's getting married to.
Well, he'll be speaking to us shortly.
Oh, me, right. He's married to me.
Only Patsy Farr.
Right, and he's Patsy Farr, who has been living here for a while as well, and just newsflash is there getting married, which is wonderful. And Patsy is a professional artist, and her work is seen, if you're in Dingle, or when you come to Dingle, and of course we'd love you all to come to Dingle, if you go down to the Green Lane Gallery, Patsy's work is on exhibition there. And we also have the pleasure of Mike Venner, who is about 30 or 40 yards up the road here in Green Street, and he has the Dingle Bookshop. But not only that, Mike, tell us more.
I'm also a playwright in residence for Beehive Theatre Company, which is a local Dingle theatre company, which makes me one of the highest paid playwrights in Ireland. I'm proud to say, and I'm even proud to be a member of Back West.
Yay.
Excellent, we like that too. And we also have Rob Lowther. Bless our Rob.
Oh yes.
Who lives up by the Holy Stones, right. I had to put something in there.
Yeah, it's a good place, the Holy Stones. I've been here for, it could be 15 years ago, and well, long before that, but I've been here 15 years living. I'm a singer, songwriter, I play electric guitar, that's my first instrument. But I'm playing with different bands at the moment, here and there. I play mandolin and bass guitar, electric guitar.
Harmonica.
You teach guitar.
I teach guitar.
Harmonica.
Well, yeah.
Harmonica.
Don't forget that.
Harmonica as well, play harmonica.
And Rob is very, quite shy to say, he also has a solo album, and we have it here in dinglerecordshop.com. If you want to go online, you can buy it through PayPal and sign copies and everything available. Anyway, lads, whatever, who's playing what tune, what's happening?
Okay, well, we're gonna play songs which by artists who we've admired over the years.
Yourself, that is.
Yeah, I'll stick one of mine in as well. Yeah, well, mainly artists by who we've admired over the years, like Hank Williams, John Prine, the Beatles, of course, our version of interpretation of one of their tunes, Stones, Tom Petty. And this first one's a Beatle tune, a compilation, Beatle compilation actually, and it goes like this. Thank you.
question. I remember a few weeks ago being down at Dick Max, which is the pub not so far away here from your local music store, and listening to the group Back West. And I must say that the crowd that were there, they really just thought the group were, it went down a storm, so to speak. And should anyone out there that's listening to us want to contact the group, well.
And were they every Friday?
And they're excuse me, Mike, for forgetting to remember what I was meant to. And they're there every Friday. And other places, maybe towards the summer.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, and they're also on call. If anybody wants to call them in or invite them to go on a tour somewhere at some stage, or, you know, some gigs, whatever, you know, give us an email or something. That would be great. And sessions from the shop, we have Back West, and what with the next tune or something?
Well, another one of our heroes, people who we've listened to over the years, would be Hank Williams. I mean, everybody loves Hank. Yeah.
We have Hank here in the shop.
Of course you do. I bought Hank from the shop.
Thank you for supporting your local music store.
I always do. And this one's Hey Good Looking, it's called.
Excellent. Take it away.
Thank you.
proud of that version.
Well, we're all proud. We're all proud of him. Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's really good. So, has anyone got a story to tell or whatever?
Well,
the playwright is silent anyway.
Well, nothing. Nothing can be broadcast.
Okay, right. We're passing that, right?
That's the trouble. Yeah. Dingle, you see.
Yeah. It's a tune by this one's tuned by John Prine. And it's called Same Thing Happened to Me.
Right. That's really too fine. We love John Prine. Cordially invited to sessions from the shop.
And I bought a wonderful double CD of John Prine in this very shop.
God bless the shop and John Prine.
There we go.
Thank you once again, Mike. And Patsy, when did you start playing your piano accordion?
That was just a few years ago. And I picked up a kind of child's accordion, I suppose, and had a go with that and thought, you know, this is kind of like the piano, just turn on its side. Because it was very small, just two octaves, I took to it and listened to a lot of country, Cajun, people like Ry Cooder and a whole lot of other people, and just started playing, and we formed this little band, and it just all slotted in.
Yeah, it's great though. That's yeah. great. gives a great sound, you know, to the whole back west feeling. And Mike, when did you start playing?
I started playing when I was about six. And I haven't got any better since then.
Well, I think you're brilliant.
But I'm still trying. Yeah. And thanks to Back West, you know.
Yeah.
They're keeping me practicing.
Yeah, but there's a great vibe between you anyway, you know. I know this, as we all know, this shop is very small, but there's more in it myself. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. How many is there? 6 here. You know, and like, it's very, you were playing at a concert. 200,000 people. Great vibe. So, what's the next tune or song or happening?
It's going to be one of
mine. Right, Mike, stage
with one of these songs. A few years ago, my brother and I and another musician who you sell your CD in the shop, John Saunders.
Oh, John Saunders, yes, of course.
We did a tour and we went into this pub in Tuam, the outskirts of Tuam, daylight. And when we left, it was daylight. And we were doing a lot of blues at the time. So this is a blues number called I Didn't Wake Up This Morning Because I Didn't Go to Bed Last Night.
Sounds quite familiar.
Okay.
wake up this morning, didn't go to bed that night. Well, I've been sitting there thinking and thinking, everything gonna be alright. Rob, make it alright.
Puffs. I don't know who's crap, but anyway, that was really, really good, Mike. That was lovely. Are you doing a tune, or is there going to be a few more songs, or that's part of the plan, or do we have a plan?
Yeah, we're doing another Hank Williams tune.
Hank is the man here tonight.
Hank's the man tonight.
Hank's the man here tonight.
Hank's
I'm
Podcast recording sessions from the shop, from Dingle Record Shop, supporting local and international independent musicians. And this evening we have Beck West, and by God, I never saw Maureen Dennison dancing as much, though she's recording. Bless you, Maureen. We're really enjoying the music here. So, do we have another song?
Do we have another one?
Do we have another song?
Well, just one moment, sir. Excuse me, I forgot to ask Rob, when did you start playing music? And
Well, I started playing music when I was 11 years old, to lessons at school. Yeah. I joined a band in 1950, and I was 15 in 1970, and I went up doing covers, and it came to fame as well. The same agent as us was when Black Sabbath started, for Ozzy Osbourne. We're the same agent. And we were completely different. We used to do covers like Stones and pop songs, Beatles, whatever else. But they were fine. Hard to kind of get gigs then, you know, but yeah. The rise to fame was amazing for me. Anyway, that's, it's relevant to the music we're doing now, but that's my history. But I played in bands, and I moved, 77, I moved to Leeds to try and join the post-punk scene. Nearly got contracts and stuff, but, and then came back to, anyway, so I've played music all my life, basically.
That's,
you know,
great.
So
brilliant.
We all have.
Yeah, and like at some stage, I hope for the sake of our listeners that you will maybe consider making a CD from Beck West.
That would be nice. That would be nice, yes. Depends on.
Pretty much been a live band so far.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know.
We don't know but how recordings would go, really. Because, I mean, we are merely. Unless we do a live recording. Which
yes, stranger things happened.
This is very true. This is very true.
Because I could already hear the reaction in my ears, so to speak.
Something completely different. We're using waltzes for you.
Lovely. Waltzes. behalf of Dingle Record Shop and Mazo Flaherty, I wish to thank Beck West for being our special guest this evening. And hopefully in the very near future, we look forward to a CD, live or in a studio, we don't mind. And
it's all exclusively to this shop.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, well, we'll have to move it around as well. Of course, here the bell goes again. This is part of our orchestra. The bell always goes when we're doing a recording session. And shop local when you're wherever you are. If you have a local music store or a bookstore, please keep it local as much as you can. We would appreciate that because you're supporting the musicians and the writers and everyone else. Anyway, good evening, Molly Majorish, Kumad, Unsolus, Idda Cree, Iglasa, Idda Anam, Idda Cree, Agus Gachian Rod, Agus Pawilam, Slanga Fool, Aror Goody Gachina, and until we meet again, from Sessions from the Shop, thank you most kindly, from Mazo Flaherty.
Hey, thank you very much.